I'm Bill Wheelhouse, and I'm joined by Tim Landis for the WUIS State Journal Register Business Report. This weekend, we look back at some of the bigger business stories in Central Illinois in 2015. Tim, you cover a lot of stories. You have a lot of bylines in the newspaper. If you had to go back through the year, what do you think was the most significant thing that you had to cover from a business perspective in Central Illinois?
Well, we did an informal poll of the newspaper staff on the top stories of 2015, including business stories. And so this is a combination of things I've covered and what the rest of the staff felt were the most significant stories. And the state budget tops just about every list in every kind of category, whether it's politics, social services, state finances, and business. And the reason we say that is you'll remember the University of Illinois Springfield Chamber Economic Outlook was released for the fall in November, and it took a big drop in local employer confidence. And a lot of that had to do with the uncertainty over the state budget. So that's certainly a story that's going to carry well over, it looks like, into 2016.
As we look back on the year, there was a lot of discussion about rail consolidation in this town. If you had to sum that up rather quickly, what would be your explanation to people of where things stand?
Stalled. It looked like there was some real momentum for that the last couple of years. It's an idea that's been around for decades to move the trains from 3rd Street to 10th Street. They got the Carpenter Street underpass under construction. It'll be done next year. Looked like they were getting money for underpasses at Ash and Laurel Streets. In October, Governor Rauner announced a deal where the state would concentrate funding on the 10th Street consolidation. A couple of weeks later, the federal government said, no, you're not getting $16 million for that next phase. And everything just kind of screeched to a halt. And as we end 2015, there's still no clear indication where that money is going to come from or when they might actually begin construction on that next phase.
Whether something's a landmark or an eyesore is in the eyes of the beholder, and eyesore won out in terms of the Bel Air Motel and former Esquire Theater.
Well, the city of Springfield, the last couple of years, including by ordinance, tried to crack down on buildings that either had been abandoned for several years or had persistent multiple building code violations. And as a result of that, two properties, the Esquire Theater at MacArthur and South Grand and the old Bel Air Motel there on South 6th Street, they were both demolished this year. And it looks like Dollar General for certain will build on the old Esquire site. We understand discount grocer Ruler Foods will also build there. And the Bel Air property is on the market. We haven't heard of any development plans. And, of course, the third one is the big Pillsbury plant up on the northeast side of Springfield. The state of Illinois sued them over their demolition practices, particularly asbestos removal, and that's still in court.
And as you gaze into the economic crystal ball for 2016, do you foresee in the coming year an outlet mall south of Shields?
That's a question we probably get more often than others. It was in 2012 that plans were announced for the outlets at Springfield, a big outlet mall south of Shields. In the past year, Simon Property Group got involved in that project. They own White Oaks Mall. So far as we have seen, as the year ends, there are no plans to begin construction in the near future. Now, these things certainly can change in a matter of days, but as we sit here today, it does not look like it would happen in 2016 either.
Tim Landis, business editor at the State Journal Register. Read what he's working on daily in the SJR.